listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with the latest. The father of Novak Djokovic has responded after footage surfaced of him posing with fans sporting the Russian flag. Serjan Djokovic says he was just outside of the Australian Tennis Open getting photos with supporters of his son, and he had no intention of causing headlines or disruption. He goes on to say, "My family has lived through the horror of war and we wish only for peace." The Prime Minister is defending the proposed Indigenous Voice to Parliament. While speakers at Invasion Day rallies across the country were supportive of plans for the Voice, there were also those who were critical of it, including Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe. Anthony Albanese says he's not deterred by the debate.
Look, people will have different views on this, and just like any other section of society, to think that it is homogenous is, I think, just not realistic.
The PM's been busy visiting Tasmania today before then heading to regional Victoria to inspect a factory making Bushmaster military vehicles. Investigations continue after a teen boy was briefly abducted in Adelaide overnight. It's claimed a car with four men inside pulled up alongside the 17-year-old in Somerton Park before two of them got out and forced him into the vehicle. Thankfully, the teen managed to escape at an intersection a short time after. Tasmania is launching a nation-first trial in hopes of keeping GPs in rural locations. General practitioners in training in the bush will now be employed by the state government rather than Canberra, and their leave and entitlements will be accrued. And the consumer watchdog's cracking down on social media influencers. It's been revealed around 100 Aussie influencers have already been dobbed in by the public, accused of not disclosing promotions and advertising.